You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Wednesday, June 22nd, 2016, week 161 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Seska.
And since it's Wednesday, let's get into some classic We Viewed Reviewed. What did you view this week?
I viewed a movie called Eye in the Sky.
Is this the one about drones?
Yes. Drone movie. Got a pretty good cast. It's got...
Drones, like Middle East
drones? Middle East drones. Okay. Yes.
Like American drones in the Middle East.
American drones in the Middle East.
How fucked up would it be if we had a factory over there that built these drones?
Pretty messed up. They're building their own drones or something.
Yeah, like these people are building drones that are killing themselves.
It'd be pretty messed up. So it's got Helen Mirren. It's got...
Damn, Fast 8.
Fast 8 fame for her dream. Yeah. She was also in this movie. Director was Gavin Hood, who did X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Oh, snap. You know this movie is great.
But Aaron Paul's in it.
Wow.
You got me some...
He's a great film actor.
Yes.
You got America's sweetheart.
You got some Alan Rickman, though. Love me
R.I.P.
Love me some Alan Rickman. You got me some Jorah from Game of Thrones.
Of Mormont?
Yes.
You know he is Lyanna Mormont's cousin?
Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And the dude at the wall who was the Lord Commander originally is his father.
Oh, that's his father?
Yeah.
How does that work, though?
How does what work?
How could you be Lord Commander? How could you be in the Night's Watch and have children?
Because he had children, then went to the Night's Watch.
How could you do that to your family? He abandoned his family.
I think there's probably a reason. Probably did something bad. I don't know the whole history.
Somebody knows. You raised an idiot.
Somebody knows. Well, I know Jorah, he was banished by Ned Stark because he was selling slaves or something. He's like, no slave people here, you get out.
Anyways, this isn't Game of Thrones.
Anyways, Jorah was in it.
Yeah.
I don't know his actor name.
His real life name? His name in real life?
Yeah, his real life name.
Not his actor name?
I don't know. The name he uses in his credits of being an actor. That's right. I don't know his character's name in this either. I don't know his actor name in this.
He's just Jorah of Mormont.
I assume that. The dude from Captain Phillips, who says he is the captain now.
Barkhad Abdi.
That him. He's in this movie.
Good.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting work.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically it's like the movie, or the show Brink,
without the Brink,
without any of the comedy,
without Asif Manvi,
without the Asif Manvi. But it's pretty much like these people debating whether or not to do a drone strike, and then it's all like the
in real time,
all this bureaucracy that's going into it. So it's like it's really the British's attack, but they're using like American drones. But like they're trying to get approval, and there's like American citizen and a British citizen in there, and they're like, but they're terrorists now, so they're trying to get approval from higher up. It's like it goes back and forth, and it's really a tense movie.
I like what England in real life, what England did about that.
Mm-hmm.
They said if you join ISIS, we renounce your citizenship.
Yeah, I think that's what America does too.
Good.
But it was just interesting. It was interesting to see because it was like the British taking the lead.
Which you don't see too often.
Yeah, which was really interesting to me because there was like an American citizen in there. And then like they're
like, fuck them. You know how many of us they killed in Revolutionary War? Yeah,
that's pretty much one time they just run it by the Americans one more time just to make sure. And they're like, just like, why are you bothering me with this? Like, if you really think that's what you should do, do it. It just seemed odd to me that like, oh, it's like, this is a British-led operation. You guys do what you got to do. Yeah. And they're like, we'll back you or whatever. But it seemed odd to me because you never really see that side of it. But it was really good, really emotional, really touching. But I liked it a lot.
Does it change your opinion on drone warfare? I know you're very actively, you're like, just kill the dirty people.
No, I never, I don't.
I'm just like, he's never said that.
No, I don't like those drones.
You don't like them?
Well, I mean, they're useful, but like they're in so the context of this movie.
Oh, okay. I was like, they're awesome because like saving Americans' lives. But
yeah, they're great,
cost?
But I'm saying like in specific circumstances, like this whole takes place in like a suburban-ish neighborhood. And like, it's only so accurate.
I've seen a drone fly over my house. Granted, it was like my neighbor's camera drone. Yeah. That was like a $300 drone.
Like missiles, like this is like, at a certain point, like I know the plan goes haywire and stuff. Like it's a tough decision, but it's just, I'm just trying to, if I put it in that same context, same situation, if this was happening in an American neighborhood, there's no way they would do it. Like they would even risk, even like have a chance at risking casualties, even if they knew 100% that something's going to happen after. I don't think they would risk, like,
I think they should
casualties.
Use smaller drones that have, like, smaller guns. They should use those in America.
Like, on American soil?
Yeah.
Like, that sounds crazy.
Like, smaller, like, quadcopters? Like, have you seen that video where the guy put a handgun on the quadcopter? And then it's, like, you know, it's a big lawsuit because they're like, well, he weaponized a drone.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it can shoot and it can, like, restabilize. And he's just, like, testing it in, like, the backwoods.
That seems dangerous.
It's, like, a 9mm. It's scary.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And then now they're saying, like, well, it's not illegal because, like, for some reason, because he's still, like, in control of it.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't think there's, like, just, like, drones are newish, so it's,
yeah, the laws.
I don't think there's any laws on the books.
So, but my thing is, like, if there's, like, a guy holed up in an apartment, just get one of those drones. You shoot out a window. You go in there. And shoot the guy. Granted, he could just take a baseball bat, hit that thing down.
Yeah.
And he has a gun.
Yeah. I don't think they're able to get things into houses, though. Like, into. Easily.
Just throw a brick through a window. And you can just fly a drone in there. But I'm saying weaponized drones might not be a bad idea.
I don't know, man. That could be. I don't think there's not enough of problems like that that they can actually.
They for the police to use? Not saying us. Not civilians.
Obviously, but like, what type of situations?
Hostage ones. I think that.
Are there a ton of those?
I don't know. There was one.
Like, I see them on the movies, but I'm like, I never hear about them. But I assume it'd be a big deal if they happened.
Oh, there was one a few days ago.
But like, are there like, did they go south and stuff? Like, they're not able to negotiate.
Oh, wait, Orlando was a hostage situation. But if that
But, like, what are you going to do with that? You can't drone that place.
No, and if you bring a drone in there, he's probably going to kill someone.
Like, exactly. It's not going to help anybody.
No.
In that situation. Mostly, when it's a hostage, you're not going to risk the hostage, so it never will really work.
Yeah.
It only works if they're alone, like. And how do you know that?
What about like when that militia took over that camp?
Yeah.
Or that national park? Get a drone with a gun in there.
Yeah, but they
don't even shoot at them. You shoot at them, but you don't hit them.
But they didn't even do anything about that. They just waited them out, and they're like, oh, we're hungry.
Yeah, we need lube.
Yeah, that's so odd what they were asking for. Bizarre.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not for drones. Well, I'm for drones in specific circumstances, but not.
Like, I think we should have droned the shit out. Oh, but, you got.
I think you
got
to treat it more like, what if it was happening here or something?
We got al-Baghdadi with the drone.
Yeah.
Head of ISIS.
Yeah. But, and, like, I guess we don't hear about the casualties. I don't know how many casualties. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's a big point of contention, I think, in the Indian Twitter community.
Mm-hmm.
People are, like, anti-drone. Because a lot of people have died.
I'm just saying, like, I really
schools and shit sometimes.
Yeah, I think it really does create
training,
more.
Though.
The problem is you see that and you're like they're willing to risk these lives. Like, if these were Americans, there's no way they would risk those lives. So,
no.
I just find that.
But I mean, there's so many of them, Mike. I'm just kidding.
It's just bizarre
just
to me.
So many,
like, they don't
Middle
use
Eastern
the same
people.
They don't use the same logic. They just apply it to them, and they're like, oh, there's a acceptable casualties and stuff.
Yeah, there's like the acceptable rate.
Don't like that.
That's bad. Yeah.
Yes. But a very good movie.
Okay. What do you rate it?
I enjoyed it. I gave it a 6.5.
Whoa.
I enjoyed it quite a bit, which is bizarre that this is the X-Men Origins director.
Yeah.
So bizarre.
So
but
bizarre.
I enjoyed it. I
so
really liked
bizarre.
Aaron Paul's character. Love me some Alan Rickman. I like the... I'm the captain now guy.
Barkhad Abdi.
Him, Sam. Yeah, he's really good in it.
Can we talk about Game of Thrones now?
Oh, yeah. let's talk Game of Thrones.
And Silicon Valley.
Yes.
Game of Thrones first.
Yes, it was not
the Battle of the Bastards yet.
No, and it was not a great episode. Like, I assume they're trying to sneak it by, but no, episode 9 is always the good episode.
Yeah, did you see the thing where it's like season 1, like all the odd number seasons mm-hmm. have like a major death in episode 9, and then all the even number seasons have a major battle in season 9?
Did not know that.
Because season 1 is the death of a certain character who you think is like the main character the whole time.
Mm-hmm. 2's Blackwater.
Yeah. 3 is...
Red Wedding.
Yeah. Oh my god.
4 is the Hardhome? Is 4 Hardhome?
No, it's the Battle at the Wall.
Oh yeah, the Wall.
Hardhome was season 5.
Yeah. That was
episode 5 or 7. Was I don't remember.
That was Hardhome, right?
No, it was a death of major character.
Death of major character. Was that Trial of?
No.
No, that was
season.
That was season 4.
5. Episode 9. Game of Thrones.
Tyrion.
No, Tyrion's still alive.
No, I know. I'm saying his trial. Was that the season before? Keep mixing up seasons.
It's Stannis face. Oh, it's Stannis' daughter.
Oh, yeah, it's that. Yeah. That was horrible. Is it the battle or is that the 10th episode? That was the 10th episode of the battle.
8 was Hardhome was 8. Then 9 was Dance of Dragons. And then 10 was the Mother's Mercy.
So, yes, I'm excited for the next Game of Thrones. It's going to be really good.
Episode 9 or 10?
Episode 9. That 9 is always the
Have you seen one. Anything? Or
No. Okay. I know the title of the episode, so I can imply what that means.
And historically, these episodes tend to only take place in one location, which is why I think I like them so much.
I don't think it'll... I assume it won't.
I read this thing online that it might not.
Ooh.
And I read what might happen at that other place, and I'm very excited.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. Because
I can't wait to see Ned Stark come back to life.
I know, it's going to be awesome.
In the form of a dragon.
You'd be like, I have embodied a dragon.
It's just now. Sean Bean's head on the top of a dragon.
I want to see that.
Yeah.
Very badly.
And then Silicon Valley, what happens?
Let's see.
Gavin Belson's expelled.
Yes.
Oh, they roof him.
Yes.
It launches. It's doing very well.
Yes. The beta, but what's her face doesn't get it.
Yeah, Monica.
Yeah.
And
jacket.
Yeah, the jacket. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the Pied Piper. The last scene was so fun with Kumail on the karaoke bar.
Yeah.
And then also.
Or was that? Is this the same one where they have to give out, they have to do names, they have to like do 10 people?
No, that was the episode before.
Oh, I love that.
That was really funny. I can squeeze her on my list.
That was so great. I can get a friend.
Yeah. And this is also one where you find out TJ Miller like sold the stock.
Yeah, him and, yeah, that's the one. They're doing all the interviews.
Yeah. Good episode. Do you see what's happening in the next episode of this?
No, but it's got to crash or burn, I assume. But yeah. I'm trying to figure out how.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Do you know what's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't know.
Maybe I should wear that hat tomorrow during the episode. It's a Peter Pan hat.
You should do it.
But it makes me look like a Pied Piper.
Very Pied Piper.
I have a Pied Piper pin. Like a lapel pin?
Like for about the show or just...
Well, it's like the Pied Piper the logo.
Pied Piper. Okay. Like the Pied Piper? Like the story?
No, it's the logo of from the show.
Okay.
One time when I was in England, at one of the castles we went to, there was like the Pied Piper. I guess it's like where the Pied Piper takes place.
Mm-hmm.
and he had like this thing that he would go with, and it was like a stick, and it had like a carousel or something on top, and then there was like rats, like real rats, hanging. It looks like they were like hung by little nooses or knees. I don't know how.
I don't think you call nooses knees.
Yeah, but it was like they were real. I thought they were fake, and I just remember looking up and seeing like a real dead rat, and I was like, "Holy shit!" Ugh.
That's disgusting.
It's gross. Ugh. I don't like rats.
No.
Okay.
All right, and then I saw a documentary, O.J. Made in America.
Did you watch the whole thing? Because apparently
it all went
like,
online.
Yeah, it all went online.
Yeah.
And like before they even aired it on TV. Like the last four episodes were online before they aired it on TV.
Yeah, because they
Was that intentional?
Yeah.
Okay.
They put it on like ESPN On Demand. But they showed the first episode, then they released all of them at once. When they
did How many episodes are there?
Five.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like 10.
And it's like five parts, but they did it like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, okay.
They did it all every day. They showed one of them.
But online you could just
watch it.
Okay. I thought it was like at episode six, they uploaded the last four. That's in my head, it was like 10 episodes.
Nah, they did as soon as they did the first one, they put all of them up online, but they still have them on TV.
I wonder how that worked out well.
Like, yeah, that's an interesting experiment to see how that worked, especially because they're airing them day after, like day after day after day. They're not even like, it's not even a week long thing. It's like literally, they're not, you don't have to wait that long. It's just
like, it's like, how well would Netflix operate if they were like, okay, we're just going to play a random thing on like anything that's on Netflix, we're going to play a random thing, and then like we're going to have events. So, like, once a week after like House of Cards comes out, we're going to show an episode like every Friday night.
Yeah.
And they try to convert their model to like a conventional model.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how well, and then you could just say commercial free, like HBO. Like, it would be like an HBO channel.
Yeah.
How well would that operate?
I don't know. That's still a question.
Where you still have the option to go ahead and watch it all online. Or you could just wait.
Now, I knew they did that with some show. Like, NBC did that with, like, the show called Aquarius or something. They were, like, all online, but they were, it was a week-to-week show.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how that worked out for them. That was one that like, seemed bizarre
but
to me.
But then season two is coming out now.
Yeah, so obviously it did like some kind of decent success. Yeah.
Because people are obsessed with serial killers, Mike.
Yeah.
It's all about Charles Manson.
It's big. People want the real, like a real, a fake show about something.
Because they're like Making a Murderer made serial killer, or made like.
Yeah, they'll probably do a fictionalized version of that.
Where he actually was a serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see that cat thing happen. Where he drunkenly threw a cat into a fire.
Mm-hmm. I want to see that scene.
Who would you cast as Stephen Avery? That's a tough cast.
I'm thinking like what's his name? Who's Sam in the Lord of the Rings? What's his name?
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Sean.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
He's also maybe the brother in 51st Dates.
Yeah, but I only see like he, as the older, he can't really do him when he's younger.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
That's the best casting I can't think of.
Can't think of anybody. That
so what do you think of O.J. Made in America? Another serial killer.
Really good.
Not serial killer. Spree killer.
Really, yeah. Really well made. Because it went through like the whole history, just the history of L.A.
And, the juice.
Like, yeah, just the like the history of O.J. himself, then just the history of like L.A. and just, like, racism by the cops and the LAPD and stuff. And, like, O.J.'s whole persona and, like, he was the first, like, black spokesman, but he was, like, really trying not to be black. He was, like, the first approachable.
Yeah.
Like, trying to fit in, like, and all his friends were, like, white people. And he, like, never saw himself as black, but then, like, this whole trial, like,
made it into a racial issue.
Yeah. Like, changed everything and, like, but, like, outsiders were like, he never even like identifies as black. Like, yeah. They don't understand.
That's it's like you what you learned in the first few episodes of OJ, American Crime Story.
Yeah. So it's like that, but a more contextualized, open version, mm-hmm. and like it's the real version. It's just like, it's just creepy too, and like, just the like, how somebody can lie like blatantly. It's crazy, and then it shows like the aftermath of the whole OJ trial and everything, him now and stuff.
I've been lying to you for 161 weeks. I don't upload these to the internet.
Yeah. But it was quite entertaining and just like crazy.
That would be crazy.
Really, really well made.
Who do you think, what event in sports since then do you think has caught this much attention in public life?
There's like nothing even comparable, really.
I think Tiger Woods.
Yeah, but this is like a crime. This
yeah,
is
it's like, a huge crime.
This is like,
because even what's his name from like the football when he like killed the person?
Oh yeah, Aaron Hernandez.
That wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, he like he just went away.
Oh, and, Michael like, no Vick.
One, Michael Vick, that's pretty big. But like, he's like remorseful. This is a guy like that got away with something too. Yeah. It's not like no one. Yeah, like it's
CTE, man, was a hell of a
it's
drug,
just, and it's like a murder of like yeah, it's like a very high profile, very huge spokesman, very like in your face public guy.
Who would you say is an equivalent athlete in our day and age? You are Mr. Sports.
It'd be like a Peyton Manning or something like.
Holy oh, shit!
Like he's so big. He was so big.
Like Tom even, Brady, maybe.
Yeah.
Like Giselle is cheating on Tom Brady and he murders.
Yeah, it's hard to contextualize because we weren't like alive when he was like a big star and stuff. Yeah. So, but like just watching everything and they like all the spokes, like all the history they went behind. It's just crazy how big he was.
I couldn't imagine Peyton Manning murdering someone.
That's what I'm
saying. Murdering his life.
And like even OJ, like I get it. Like he's like two different people. You don't really, you never see the other side of him. He's always like so nice to everyone. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. But like, like some people they interviewed too. Like they got in the interviews is crazy. They like got a couple of the jurors, and one of the jurors is still like indignant about like thinking they got it right, and like it's bizarre.
I think that's like a coping mechanism, though.
Yeah, but it's just bizarre to me.
I don't. That's an interesting. They should do that as a study, where it's like, if you're a juror and you allow someone to get away with this, like you go to the jurors of making a murderer, you go to the jurors of serial, you go to the jurors of the O.J. Simpson trial, you go to the jurors of Casey Anthony, you talk to all of them and say, how steadfast are you? Like, I'm pretty sure that's a coping mechanism because you wouldn't want to know that you're responsible for allowing a guilty member or like a guilty person go free.
Yeah. But it's just some of the stuff, like, well, they, like, they only got, like, two jurors. One juror seemed more, like, she would just blame the prosecution, which makes sense. They screwed up a bunch. But then the other one was just, like, no, like, pretty much still thinks, like, cops are crooked, but and pretty much was, like, standing firm and, like, didn't even care that, like, Nicole Brown Simpson was, like, she was abused. She's like, oh, she should have gotten out of there then. Like, blaming the victim. Like, even to this day. It's, like, bizarre to me.
That is bizarre.
It's like, why would you lie to say that on camera? Like, I understand, like, all the other jurors, they couldn't get any of them. It's like, why would you be a part of this? Why would you be a part of this? You're seeing it. It's so dumb. So dumb. But, like, some of the people that get. But it's very interesting.
Yeah.
It's worth a watch for sure.
Trying to think of if I played any games or anything. I didn't do anything this week. Exciting. Yeah. I can't think of anything.
Go to Twitter for discussion?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
You got it?
Search Twitter. I got it. All right. Let's see here. All right, Edwin says his favorite Tom Hanks movie is definitely The Terminal. It's got at Zoe Zeltana as a Trekkie was a bonus.
I totally don't remember that.
I don't remember that. That is
I like the Indian dude who murdered
in Star Trek movies.
Yeah, I like the Indian dude who murdered someone and fled the country and worked at an airport.
It's a movie I need to, like, I've seen parts of it, but I have not seen, like, it complete.
That movie, in my head, I remember it because our friend who was Persian, he was like, you know,
a fake country is from, right?
Yeah, in the movie.
Yeah.
But he's like, in real life, this guy's a Persian guy.
Yeah.
And then I was like, that's probably like the same way where my parents tell me like, oh, like this person's Indian. Where like they, I think people, minority people do that a lot where they're like, oh, you know, like the guy who invented blood transfusions is Indian or he's like filling that race.
Yeah, but that seems like an odd one, a guy that gets stuck at a terminal.
Yeah,
how's that guy so Like, I feel like an achievement, and that's not really an achievement.
But I don't even think it was like an American terminal. I think he was stuck in like an international terminal.
Oh, really? In the movie too, or
no? In real life, in the movie, he's like stuck in New York or something.
Yeah. Okay.
What's your favorite Tom Hanks movie?
This one's hard.
Is it?
Yeah,
it's hard because I know you haven't seen the movie I chose, which is like the best Tom Hanks movie.
Yes. I think I'm going to have to go with Big. I love Big.
It's all right.
Big is a great movie. It is not all right. It's about a kid. He gets big. It's awesome.
Turns into Tom Hanks.
And it's really cool because it was back when like no one was good at computers, so you just had to be barely decent at computers, and then he's like a genius.
Yeah.
So it was awesome.
Ready for me to drop some knowledge?
Yeah, you're gonna drop some.
Not really.
Some not.
Can you guess what movie I'm gonna pick?
Yeah, The Thing You Do, right?
Yeah, it's the greatest movie.
Sure, it is. That's what they say.
Filmed in Old Town Orange.
Mm-hmm.
There's a scene of it filmed in Disneyland.
Yeah, but does your movie have
soundtrack
two
is
grown
great.
Men playing pianos with their feet?
No, it
don't
has.
Don't think it does.
Four grown men playing music in a band.
Nah, anybody can do that.
It has, what's his name? Who's that? Howie Long? Is that the name of a football player?
Mm-hmm.
He's in the movie if you watch the uncut version.
Only in the uncut version?
Yeah, in the complete version. His wife is in the movie. Not as his wife. In the uncut version, he's gay. It's implied that he's gay. And this movie
is... you like the uncut version is your favorite version or the regular version?
I like the uncut version.
Okay.
And or the director's cut or something like that. I believe he wrote and directed this movie. And this movie is where he got the name for his production company.
Which is?
Playtone Productions, because the record label that they get signed to is Playtone Records. Let me confirm that he wrote and directed this movie. And this movie is the reason I have a cardboard standee of Tom Hanks in my garage. Screenplay was written by Tom Hanks. Directed and written by Tom Hanks. Nailed it. Steve Zahn is in this movie. Liv Tyler is in this movie. Charlize Theron. It's just a great movie. I think a lot of people make the mistake of not watching this movie because I promote it so much.
Yes. I am one of those people. Maybe one day.
Maybe. Yeah.
But.
And like they filmed in Pennsylvania for a little bit. And Tom Hanks collected Zippos. So they gave him a custom Zippo that I think has the Playtone Records label logo on it. There's just so much trivia about this movie. So great. Yeah, he named his production company after the fictional record label in the movie. The exterior shots of Erie, Pennsylvania, the hometown of the band, were actually filmed in Orange, California, which I knew. That's actually one of my dreams, is to reenact. There's like a scene where they hear their song on the radio for the first time and they're running through Old Town Orange.
Mm-hmm.
Is to reenact that scene with a bunch of, like, you, Brian, and Uxher, and someone else. I don't know who else will be that fifth person. And I don't know which one of the wonders I will be. But that's my dream.
Right, very
shot for
very
shot
achievable,
remake.
I think.
Yeah. very easily achievable. Yes. Because that
area. But you're going to have to explain to all of us what to do.
Well, it would require people who I consider my good friends to watch a movie that I love.
Do we have to watch it or just that scene?
I think you should watch the whole movie to get the feel of it. I
feel like we could get by just watching the scene.
I don't understand why so much protesting of watching this movie.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's such a great movie.
The title. It's really the title.
It's the name of the song that they sing.
Don't like it. Don't like it. Because when you explain it, it's like, oh, you know that thing you do. It doesn't sound like a title of a movie. It sounds like you're trying to explain a thing that I do.
Someone does.
Yes.
But it's like, have you, like, do you know, like, the old Beatles songs? Like, Please, Please Me? Like, that's a dumb name.
But it's a song. It's not a movie.
Yeah, that thing you do is a song in the movie, which is heard 11 times throughout the movie.
The movie should have a movie title, and then that song can be in the
movie. No, but that's, there's, like, Beatles movie, like, A Hard Day's Night.
Yeah, but
what does that even mean?
They're a band, and Tom Hanks is not a band.
No, but Tom Hanks isn't even the main character in this movie.
Whoa, that changes everything too. I prefer Tom Hanks to be the main character in the movie.
No, he's not even in the first like 15 minutes of the movie.
Man, this movie's not sounding better and better.
It's phenomenal. He was too busy writing and directing this movie. You know when he wrote this movie?
Why would he not star it himself then?
He's a major part of the movie.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not convinced.
Yeah.
Not convinced.
Major part.
You gotta write me a list of top 10 reasons.
I can give you that list right now. Great soundtrack. Orange California. Tom Hanks.
Now, Orange California, that's not the greatest part of...
No, because you can go to there and you're like, this is exactly where it was filmed. And this movie takes place in the 60s and you would be seeing something in the year 2016.
When was it filmed? In the 70s?
No, this movie is not... How old do you think this movie is?
In the 80s? I have no idea.
This movie came out like the 90s.
The 90s? I assume it...
1996, this movie came out.
Oh, 96, okay.
Is this why you didn't watch the movie?
No.
You're like, I don't want to watch your stupid 60s movie.
I don't know what year it came out.
He wrote this in 1994.
Big came out in the 80s, man.
Yeah, this is before... older Tom Hanks.
I prefer Tom Hanks when he's 13-year-old kid. He's really crazy. He was able to be a kid and an adult.
In the
Tom
same
Hanks
movie.
Is very talented. It was like Boyhood. They had to film it over
in that
many years.
In reality, like if they made that movie now, do you think they'd just like map Tom Hanks's face on like a child?
They could if they wanted to. That's the next step. They almost
or like artificially age him or something.
Have they done that yet? They haven't done that. Where an adult plays a kid role, CGI'd.
Benjamin Button.
Kinda. That's true. That's a good one.
Captain America, First Avenger.
That's a good one, but he's not quite a child.
Like 18, 17, 18?
Something like that.
That's the closest I think we're going to get.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like a five-year-old. He plays like a five-year-old. But he wouldn't look the same, so it wouldn't really...
No. But what if they like did this weird reverse aging thing where they make him look like a baby? Like it's actually what they look
or
like
what
as
if
a baby.
They had a child play an adult.
Ooh, it's creepy.
They age him. It is creepy.
It's like BoJack Horseman.
We got this technology. I'm just trying to figure out how to do it.
Yeah. So next week's discussion is fill out Ocean's 8. So we know
five of them.
We just need three more. So you tell us who the three are.
But what if like casting news comes out? We get the last three.
Then still give us three people who you'd rather see instead of them unless there's overlap.
All right. Got it.
But I doubt there'll be overlap.
No, I doubt we'll hear about the last three.
No, they're probably going to be no-namers.
No, yeah.
Like a Chinese gymnast and two Mormon people or something. I don't know.
Bernice Mac.
Yeah, who doesn't make the cut in Ocean's 11?
Oh, yeah.
What three people?
Who are the least useful people? Okay.
Matt Damon.
No, he's important.
I would say George. Oh wait, is George Clooney
one,
counted in Ocean's 11?
You don't need one of those Mormons. You don't need two. There's two Mormons. You don't need both of them.
The old man. No, actually, he's very important. He's the reason it gets into the.
Yeah,
they get
you
into
need
the
old man. Oh, and I was watching the beginning Ocean's 13. I was watching the beginning of it. Oh, and another correction we need to make. It wasn't Carl Reiner. that that is sick in the beginning of the movie.
Oh, is it the other guy?
It's the Jewish dude who's Ross's dad and friends.
Yeah.
That dude is the guy that gets sick and goes into deal with Al Pacino. We had it confused.
So Carl Reiner
We got confused because that old guy gets sick in the first movie where he has like a heart attack or whatever, faking it.
Yeah.
I think that's why we're confused. But yeah, that's what happened. We were wrong on Ocean's 13.
Damn. I mean, it led to a great...
It did lead, yes, but we were so completely wrong. But yeah, I think you need... Okay, going back to the three you don't need, what did we say? I think you don't need one of the Mormon dudes.
Oh, Elliot Gould was the guy.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. What?
Don't need one of them. Well, I'm sure we're trying to
see the three. We so you have to keep Scott Conn in there, though. He's like the more famous one.
Yeah. So Casey Affleck out.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I forgot that was him.
Yeah, it's him. I don't think you need both of them. I really don't. I guess you could kick out Matt Damon because he's just a rookie. Like if you,
he's like a rookie. Him from you the first have, one. You already have Brad Pitt and George Clooney.
Yeah. He literally, George Clooney comes in at the end. He's like, you didn't trust me. Like he didn't need him.
Yeah.
So you're right. Kick out Matt Damon.
Sweet.
definitely need the Chinese guy. Definitely need Bernie Mac gets him that car.
Don Cheadle has the pinch.
Don Cheadle has the bomb. You need him.
Pinch. Let's not use that word anymore.
He does the pinch. What's a pinch? He's a pinch. You need a fake British accent, you know? Yeah. We need Brad Pitt.
We need the old guy. Carl Reiner.
We need the other old guy too.
Elliot Gould. I don't think he counts as one of the 11.
Is he not one of the 11? I'm trying to think who else is
in
there.
Ocean's 12 is what's her name? The 12th person?
No. It's some British dude. It's some international dude. Who helps him with
Julia,
an egg
it's not Julia
or
Roberts. Okay,
No, cuz I watched the beginning of Ocean's 13. They fly him in. And they're like, on $200,000, I'll do whatever you want me to do. So they bring him in. He was the 12th. Who else is in the crew?
I don't know. This is... Okay, so let's count them.
Okay, we got Brad Pitt. We got George Clooney.
Wait, hold up. Let me do it in order. George Clooney.
All right.
Brad Pitt.
All right.
Matt Damon.
All right.
Casey Affleck.
All right.
Bernie Mac.
Yeah.
Elliot Gould.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Conn. He's the other Jewish guy, or Mormon guy.
Yeah.
Carl Reiner.
Okay.
Ken Shelbo.
Okay, that's 10.
Is Eddie Jemison? He's like the nerdy...
Oh, yeah, he's the guy who gets nervous and they need him. I guess Gould then. It would be Gould. We don't need him. Because that's the guy that's at the blackjack table. I can't tell if that's in the first one.
Wait, did I include him?
No, we didn't. We just included him just now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm still counting. With him,
that's
I'm
11.
Counting 10. 1, 2, 3.
We went 11.
4, 5, 6,
I was counting
7,
more with yours.
8, 9, 10. No, I'm still counting 10.
We got George Clooney. We got Brad Pitt. We got Matt Damon. We got Carl Reiner, we got Gould, we got the Chinese...
Casey Affleck, two brothers.
Two Mormons, that's 7. We got the Chinese dude, we got Don Cheadle, we got Bernie Mac.
Oh, I didn't count Don Cheadle. I don't know where he is on this list.
Okay.
That's weird. Why isn't he in the top... Let me go to the IMDb page. Where it
Why
shows
is
it
Don Cheadle's not in there?
No, he's not... I think the cast is alphabetical or something.
Then he would be like third. First.
Is he in?
Yeah, he's the British dude.
Yeah.
The pinch.
He's like not here.
What do you mean? Are you looking at Ocean's 11? Or are you looking at Ocean's 12?
Ocean's 11.
No, I think he's in Ocean's 12 too, but all right, let's see.
There he is.
Where's he hidden?
Is he uncredited?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How is he uncredited?
Topher Grace is himself in that movie, uncredited.
Yeah, because they're at a poker.
Oh, yeah.
That's where George Clooney sees Brad Pitt, and he's like, what you want to do is this guy's bluffing. and then they like hustle the celebrities.
What?
That's bizarre. Don Cheadle's uncredited. I don't buy it.
Okay.
Okay, why the
Mr. Heck? Yeah, so Don Cheadle voluntarily withdrew his name from consideration for inclusion in the credits after a problem with salary and credit negotiations. Huh.
That is the most bizarre thing.
Yeah. This is fascinating. This is... What a slippery slope we've gone down. So is that 11?
Yeah. That's all of them. So I think Gould then, right?
Is he the guy? He sets it up, though. Oh, he's the one who like tells him, like, I have a target. He shouldn't be in. I always assumed 11 meant the whole crew.
Yeah, he's in it. Okay. So he's the third we don't need.
But then technically, Danny Ocean shouldn't be in his own gang.
Yeah, but he puts them all together.
Like if you said the Lost Boys...
Yeah, because
from Peter Pan, you don't include Peter Pan. It should be Peter Pan.
Ocean's 11. His 11.
His 11.
Not he's not part of himself.
Yeah. Yeah. But then Frank Sinatra was also in the 11.
Yeah. So they screwed it up from the beginning.
Yeah.
But do you think in Ocean's 8, they're going to get 9 people? They'd be like, we're going to correct our mistake.
Either Julia Roberts is married to George Clooney in this movie.
I don't see it.
And it's her setting up a heist or something, or George Clooney makes a cameo appearance in this movie.
We want Carl Reiner in the movie. You know that.
Yeah. Definitely.
I'm going to read some Carl Reiner tweets.
Yeah, that's exciting.
What's his most recent tweet?
Rob Reiner keeps tweeting about Trump still.
I wonder.
Anti-Trump.
I wonder if Carl Reiner's doing it still. All right. Let's see. All right, see, he's up on, 6 hours ago. It is about Trump. To ensure Trump gets nowhere near the White House, let's encourage him to keep making as many senseless pronouncements as is possible. Let's go 10 hours ago. Does this make any sense? Avoid the bends by becoming friends with your loose ends.
I like the next one. I'm going to read that one. I feel guilty if I don't tweet a daily warning of how our beloved country is in serious danger if we all don't work hard to dump the Trump.
Next one. DT, if elected, is sure to give our country the DTs.
Delirium tremens. That is genius.
Carl Reiner is the best.
Every day in every way, the Trumpster is proving to be the perfect choice to lead our nation to the dumpster.
I'm not going to read the next one.
Yeah, that next one's sad.
All right.
Every day in every way, Donald is making it easy for his army of duped lollowers to undupe themselves and dump the Trumpster.
Man. I've never seen someone's feet that's just like... It's all about Trump.
This is so great.
It's all about Trump.
And then he's just retweeting his son. And he's like, he said, I agree 1,000%. With my suggestion for the Trumpster, and he said that twice. Oh, and then he retweeted himself. Homie, that is great.
Oh, yes. Oh, man.
This is, oh, my Lord. This is gold. Phenomenal.
He is gold.
Enjoyed the Tonys, but disappointed Lin-Manuel Miranda, who stars in Hamilton, wrote the book and rap lyrics, didn't get proper recognition. Disregard my last tweet about Hamilton. I paused the TV for a few moments and must have missed seeing what you all saw and will now replay. That's what happens when he doesn't talk about Trump.
Oh, it's so great.
Because I was like so confused just now when I was reading that. Anyways, so that's our discussion for next week is fill out Ocean's 8 mm-hmm. with preferably female. But, I mean, this is an open-ended podcast. You can do whatever you want.
That's true. be more progressive. Put some males in that on that team.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that the more progressive thing to do?
I think so. Why make it strict? Why make it a rule that it has to be all
females? Barack Obama, George Clooney, and Hillary Clinton.
I mean, Obama's. He's got his gigs going away, so he could use another job.
Yeah. On Netflix today, Sin City, A Dame to Kill For, and Spotlight. Come back tomorrow for America's Sweetheart, This Week in Movies in the Now, and Trailer Talk. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.